is recording. All right, good evening. It is March 14th, 2023, 7 p.m., and we will open the meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees. We'll start off with the approval of meeting minutes from last month. This is the full deal. You had emailed us individual copies.
No changes since then.
No changes. Very good.
No questions here.
Very well. If there's no questions, then I move that we accept the meeting minutes as presented.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of accepting the minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? And there's none. That was unanimous.
Reconciliation and statements from February.
All right. Any questions about the bank reconciliations?
No questions.
If none, then I move that we approve the bank reconciliation. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the bank reconciliation, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any opposed or abstained? And that was unanimous.
The financial reports for February. I think I sent these to you the other night.
Yeah, I think I saw them come through.
And they would be the same.
Very well. Kevin asked me to update our spreadsheet on the capital projects schedule, and I have not done that yet. I intend to have that prepared for the next meeting, and then we can then we'll be prepared for what comes next and inflation rates on things and as well, I think he's probably spoken to each of us about the deadlines for new emissions standards that we probably need to be aware of before we purchase our next truck. So we'll change some of those status points around a little bit on that. Any other questions about financial statements for the fiscal officer? If not, then I move that we accept the financial statements.
I second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of accepting the monthly reports here, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? And all three said yes. That was unanimous.
Here are the payroll vouchers for the road workers to be signed.
Just two this month?
Yes.
Scott, I haven't really thought about it. Don't know if we talked about it last week. You might want to abstain from signing your own.
Yeah.
Probably be.
No problem.
Avoid any conflict of interest.
Thank you.
There was, yeah. Yep, it's on that one too.
Okay, just the top one that's Kevin's.
Yeah.
Just this one?
Yeah. This was Kevin's as well, and then yours was the second one.
Here are several purchase orders to be approved.
Okay, there are three purchase orders tonight to be approved for the total amount of $6,206. Don Smith for $2,500, Otarma for $120, and Yoder Hydraulics for $3,576.
That's the Otarma charge for adding that faithful performance endorsement. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Any questions about the then and now purchase orders?
No questions.
Then I move that we approve purchase order 51-2023 through 53-2023 for a total amount of $6,206.07. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving these purchase orders, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? It's unanimous. We'll sign these at the conclusion, before the conclusion of the meeting.
Is the cover sheet somewhere?
Oh, yeah, I probably put it on the very bottom there.
Okay. Since those are approved, this is...
Bills to pay?
The bills.
For tonight.
For tonight.
Any questions about the bills we're paying tonight? If none, then I move that we approve the bills to be paid.
I second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving these bills to be paid tonight, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? There are none. That was unanimous. We'll sign these checks before the conclusion of the meeting.
And then this is just an updated fund balance.
Fund balance after those bills are paid.
Yep. And then I do have two resolutions.
You said resolutions?
Yes.
I'm so glad you said that, not resignations.
Resolution.
Oh, this is for really month end February. I'm sorry, I'm a little slow on the uptake. I was went back to the financial statements just to see if we've received any funds yet from county, and that was February. This is March.
Yeah.
Got it.
And they haven't been received as of now.
Okay.
Either. That is the first one. These are the permanent appropriations. We had done temporary appropriations just at the beginning of the year so we could function for this first couple months, and those are now the final.
Great.
All right. Thank you, Anita. I am going to move that the board approves resolution 2023-03-14-01 to approve the annual permanent appropriation.
2023-03-14-01, is that what you...
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is to authorize the annual permanent appropriation.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. We'll have roll call. I'll say that correctly a third time. Roll call.
Tom seconded?
Yeah.
Scott Widmer?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Scott Feldes?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. And then the second one is this, and that is what the bank is requiring in order to get Scott Feldes on the signature card. So unfortunately, you can't sign checks again yet tonight because we have to take that in so that they can prepare the documents and then have them ready for all of us to re-sign.
Very well. Thank you, Anita. Then I will move that we approve resolution 2023-03-14-02 to authorize Scott Feldes on the signature cards at Farmers National Bank.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in, we'll have a roll call, actually. Sorry, I didn't want to steal your thunder there.
Scott Widmer?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Scott Feldes?
Yes.
And Tom seconded that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I believe that is all I have.
Okay. Just one other correspondence we got this month was a letter from the Wayne County Health Department. They gave minutes of last year's annual meeting of the Health District Advisory Council, and John Hofstetter attended that, representing Sugar Creek Township. Unfortunately, this letter was mailed out February 22nd, and it announced that this year's annual meeting would be March 6th, 2023. So there were, 12 days notice that did not fall during the time when we had a meeting, so none of us attended that. So Sugar Creek was not represented there. However, it does appear that there was a one board member to appoint this year who was a Sugar Creek County resident.
Hmm. Okay.
Lives along North Kohler Road, I think. So anyway, hopefully we do better next year. let me rephrase that. Hopefully the Wayne County Health Department does better next year and gives us more than 12 days notice for that meeting.
Yeah.
I would put that squarely at their feet. That was a breakdown in communication. Road supervisor reports. I think Kevin sent both the road report and the supervisor's report to all of us, all four of us actually, I think. Hopefully you had an opportunity to review that, had any questions to ask. Kevin, prior to this meeting, I know we haven't had a lot of days removing snow, probably had more days checking roads than removing snow, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. So is there any items to discuss about the road supervisor's report for February or the road report for February?
No.
None. Then I'm going to move that we approve putting a copy of each of these reports into the meeting minutes. I think that's my motion, is that we'll attach these reports to the meeting minutes.
Sorry.
Thank you, Scott, for seconding that. And all in favor of attaching those reports, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? There are none, so that is moved. Now, I think Kevin did probably speak with each one of us about some of the things that are on his agenda, and I thought that might be good for us to hit those up right now. Those were two things he spoke to me about was an opportunity to get 12-inch sewer pipe and tees at a reduced rate if we would buy a truckload of that. And I thought that it would be appropriate for the board to authorize him to purchase a truckload of that for an amount not to exceed $17,000. Sounds like that's kind of close to the estimate that was coming in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move that we authorize Kevin to purchase the truckload of 12-inch sewer pipe and tees for an amount not to exceed $17,000.
Yep, I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of authorizing Kevin to do that, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained? There's none, so that is unanimous.
Okay. What's he buying the truckload of again?
12-inch sewer pipe.
And also, just as a comment here, when Kevin first contacted me to ask about it, because I was thinking this is a large amount of pipe, I said, where are we going to keep it? And then he told me he has already allocated 1,000 feet of it. And I said, oh, that's where you're storing it, in the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is not something that we're just stockpiling.
Right.
This is something that we have earmarked. It's coming. I think the percentage was close to 16% discount.
Yeah.
To get the pipe. So I thought this is actually a very opportune time to do that.
And I think what's important for our residents to understand is those cost savings are passed on directly to those individuals that are getting those projects done.
Right.
We're not making any profit on that pipe.
Right.
We pass that along at cost, and so this was also a good deal for our residents.
Yep.
Can I ask who seconded that?
I think Scott seconded that.
Yeah,
you seconded.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Plus the pipes.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to keep going up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a petroleum-based product.
Like you say, half of it's allocated already.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's, yep, timing was good there.
Yeah. Second item might be that 1,000 feet that was allocated was a 900-foot stretch on Moser Road. That's a safety issue, potentially closing the ditches there and broadening the shoulder around some corners there that are blind corners on, what would you say, the northeastern part of Moser Road. Would be a project that he recommended that we consider. It's a safety issue, give our residents a little bit more shoulder there to work around if they come across somebody unexpectedly, a pedestrian, a cyclist, or another
Well, and they
motor
have
vehicle.
Some pretty large truck traffic
they
on
do.
Moser as
That's
well.
True, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that makes sense.
So I would consider that project 900 feet with this pipe, plus tees, probably a $7,000 total project amount. And so I thought that I would move that we authorize Kevin to tackle this project on Moser Road for an amount not to exceed $7,000.
Second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. And all in favor of approving that authorization for Kevin, please say yes.
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 Not to exceed seven?
Not to exceed 7,000. And that's going to be $7,000 in material that we just purchased. Any other items related to road maintenance or awareness? Okay. Fire department reports. I think we did all receive one from the district in the northern.
There was one from KVFD earlier in the month that I had forwarded on to you as well.
I did see that one as well.
Okay.
So any discussion with respect to the district's monthly report or Kidron Volunteers' monthly report?
Question.
If not, then I move that we attach those reports to the meeting minutes for public review.
Sorry.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of attaching those reports, please say yes.
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 Speaking of fire department, this is somewhat related. I had a call from the mayor of Downton, and he encouraged me to start thinking about developing a contract for the township to be committing to the new Downton Village Fire Department. And I asked him, I need to know, if I'm going to rework the contracts, I need to know exactly what you're calling this, and it is the Downton Village Fire Department.
Okay.
So I thought I would probably shoot that over the wall to Wayne County Prosecutor. Barbara there has prepared several contracts for us. It's probably just a matter of changing out names. I will put that in front of Barbara and see if she comes up with just a boilerplate with the names changed, or if there's anything else we need to consider.
Yeah,
I think it would be very similar to the one we just signed with Kidron Volunteers. So, we're not making a decision, so I don't think we need a motion on that. I'm taking action as a duly elected member of this board. When it's time to make a decision and we sign that contract, then we'll have a motion to do that.
And I think we can publicly say we have every intention of continuing service with that fire department. We think that's the best option for residents in the northern part of the township. And as long as everything goes along as planned and we agree to the terms of the contract, shouldn't be an issue.
Yep. Agreed. All right, this now on the agenda is the point in time where we had intended to open stone and oil bids. We have extended the deadline for stone and oil bids for another week or so, and I think we're intending to have a special meeting on the 28th to open those stone and oil bids. 7 p.m., is that what you're planning?
That's what went in the paper.
Okay.
7 p.m.? Okay.
Yeah.
7 p.m.
Yeah.
And that would be at the Township Hall.
Yeah, well, at the garage.
The garage.
At the garage.
Township garage.
Right.
Okay. I'll get that posted on the website. Just a point of clarification.
Yeah.
When we have opened those stone bids in the past, we have not made a decision on accepting them. Our procedure was to turn them over to the road supervisor for review, and then to make his recommendation back to us?
I think we have opened those in the past, and there's usually two competing bids.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's not a low bid takes all.
Right.
It's a, these are the prices upon which they agree to do business with us.
Right.
And so then throughout the year, if one of them's low, we can go to the other. We know what price we're going to be paying.
Right.
Or if one is low and the other one is on one type of gravel, the other one's low on the other type of gravel, we mix and match.
Exactly. I'll...
So I don't think there's any decisions that we need to make at 328. It's just open them up.
Great. Yep. Open them up.
I think maybe the only thing we basically do is give approval or give permission to the road
supervisor
to use his discretion.
Yeah.
On using them.
Yep.
Well, we'll just kind of read out loud who the bids are from.
Yep.
If there's a column of four numbers, maybe we can read those out loud for the public record, and move on from there.
Yep. Any other discussion on stone and oil bids?
And you're good for Tuesday night.
I'm good for Tuesday night.
Seven or Tuesday the
28th.
At 7 p.m. Okay. Great.
All right, at last meeting, this board had approved me to be point of contact to reach out to our two candidates for the road worker job that we had, for that employee posting that we had offered. And so I have emailed this group, including the fiscal officer, the offer that I made to Josh Ream. the details of which are in that email, and I am going to ask the, no, let me rephrase that. I'm going to move that this board authorizes the terms of this job offer to Josh Ream per the email.
Yep, I will second your motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving this job offer to Josh, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And any oppose or abstain? And there are none. So that has been approved unanimously, and the details of that, I think we also need to move that we attach this email to the meeting minutes as part of that transparency of our government. So I'll make that motion. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of attaching this offer to the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. I contacted Josh. He wanted to, of course, consider very carefully our job offer, and ultimately last Thursday, the 9th of March, he came back to me and said that he, under no conditions, accepted that offer. And so he would be very interested in starting with Sugar Creek Township on April 1st, I think the actual first working day of that next work week would be Monday, April 3rd.
Yeah.
If we had a snow event over that weekend, he would be eligible to work with Kevin at that time. So I was elated. I think that has been through the grapevine. I've heard it from some other people that he had accepted that, and so I don't think that's any new news, but I do think it is appropriate for me to move that this board of trustees accepts his employment in the with the township under the terms of our job offer. So that's my motion. Thanks, Scott. So all in favor of accepting Josh Ream's employment with the township, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And any opposed or abstained? And there were none. That was unanimous. So Josh will be a new road worker with us beginning April 1st. I think as a condition of that, or as a result of that decision, Tom, we can remove that employee posting if we had that up on the website still.
A couple of things, I believe. Does he, Anita, do we add him to our new employee liability?
With OTARMA?
Kevin is on there. Is he on there just because he's our road supervisor, or is it just any, because I don't know if Scott is listed on that.
I don't know either.
It just asked for, do you have a road supervisor? When I did that checklist, it said, do you have a road supervisor? I said, yes, and I gave that name. I'll check with
them. Yeah, I don't know an answer to that.
Okay. Follow up with them with what we need for him to sign up, and then he'll have to...
There's a meeting.
Okay.
There's a health insurance meeting coming up that he'll want to attend.
Yeah.
In order to get signed up for insurance. That meeting... I think I saw that just here recently. April 11th at 9 a.m.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if anybody's going to be talking to him.
Why don't I just go ahead and text him that, April 11th, and he probably needs to contact the Wayne County administration for
yeah,
the for
I'm
the
not
health
sure who actually sends
for the
this
employee
out.
Wayne County employees health insurance.
Okay. Marcy Stoller is the one that...
Would he have to do that because he's probably already insured through them?
Well, I don't know how that works.
See, up there, I think he was just getting HSA. I don't think he had the PPO. So now he, at the next eligibility date, whatever they call that,
he could
go open into
enrollment.
The PPO. Open enrollment. Yeah, you would know that terminology.
What about workers' comp?
I mean, that's not, when you do that, we include the wages, but we don't include names.
Okay, all right.
And I file that.
And I'll have to add him as a driver to the OTARMA policy.
And I know that John used to collect maybe reports on driving reports of some sort.
Take a driver's license.
Yeah, I don't know what he did. I just know he did something of that sort.
We're going to do that when we send it to him. Hopefully, they don't send us anything back. Okay, so we're at a driver. Workers' comp's covered. You'll have to do some just W-4 and information
like that. I'll have
like
paperwork
that.
Form.
Think I had anything else on my to-do list at this township meeting. We've gotten to the unfinished business, table business, new business. Is there anything else we need to discuss?
I don't think so. It's just something to think about for some future meetings here. So we have $286,000 in the ARP fund.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing we're going to plan to use some of that again this year for chip and seal, like we did last year?
I think that's not inappropriate. I think we can also, one of the reasons why I wanted to put that capital equipment spreadsheet together is just so that we can bookmark what are we going to have to do in 2026 or 2027 with a new truck around those emissions deadlines.
Okay.
But yeah, I think I loved doing that last year. I think that was a perfect opportunity for us. And then that...
just really, it stretches the Road and Bridge Fund.
Yeah.
For some things. And there was a lot of paperwork with that, wasn't there? Yeah, we
with
had passed special resolutions.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get a hold of a certain county commissioner and ask him for...
I think he is...
Templates of that.
More than willing to help us out on that. Because that's pretty... sticky stuff.
You
and
might
he
even
was,
use him as a volunteer.
He was immersed in that. Yes, that's right. A bit of good news is probably on our agendas back over the last 2 years, at least 2 years, we've had a issue. It's no longer on our agenda, but it was about the tornado sirens that we had considered possibly using some of those funds for. Or other grant monies for. And the reason why that was on the agenda was because I specifically had been talking to the fire department about getting the noon whistle back up and running here and to hook that in with Wayne County Emergency so we'd have a tornado warning whistle here in Kidron. And it's working. I heard the noon whistle today. I know
it has been. Yep.
They've finally got it wired up.
Awesome.
So I think we've got a new level of...
we know when to go to lunch now.
Yeah, we've got a new level of communication here and emergency management in Kidron. And so, I'm certain there were a lot of volunteer hours that went into that and just wanted to state publicly our appreciation for KVFD getting that up and working again.
So will they be able to use it then as a tornado?
Yeah, they had posted up on Facebook that they were testing it, practicing with Wayne County EMA, and so I think we're good to go.
That's fantastic.
Right in the right time of year, too.
Good news.
Any other items we need to discuss? Saying that, then why don't we just go right into sign of chairs? There's no public here tonight to ask questions, no. So we're not gonna open the table up for public comment. Open the floor up, rather. And if we can wrap this by 7:45, I think we'd all be delighted.
I guess you're not signing on tonight, no?
This is P.O., Scott.
All of these?
Yeah, all three. Oh, and the other thing was, I read in the Downton Gazette that Scott Miller had been interviewed about this raise grant for widening Kidron Road and doing some rails to trails work and some other Amish buggy awareness, safety things, and even some electric charging stations in rural Wayne County. So that was cool. In some of those meetings, I really had to steer the group back to Kidron Road, selfishly, because that's who I'm representing, right? And get them away from bike trails up in the extreme northeastern part of the county. So if you're riding through Barberton and disappointed with the way the bike trail goes, it's my fault. Drive down Kidron Road once it's done.
That's hilarious.
No, this was it. Yeah. All right. Any other items we need to discuss?
Do you want to mention when the next regular meeting is?
Next regular meeting, I think, is going to be April, is it the 11th?
Yeah.
It's April 11th.
And back here at Kidron Park Building, 7 p.m.
Yes. We should have all the snowbirds back from Florida, and maybe we'll have some attendance.
Right. Maybe somebody will actually come to our meeting. Alrighty, if there's nothing else, then I say that I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of adjourning the meeting? Say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed or abstained should be thrown from the building. No, it was unanimous. We're leaving. Okay. Thanks much. We're adjourned.